Okay, good morning, everybody. This will be the last shiur before Pesach next Friday. I'm not going to be giving shiur. What I decided to do this morning, both because, again, the Malbim's commentary on Mitzvah is rather technical in nature, also because this is the last Shabbos we'll be together before Pesach, I found that the Malbim, in addition to his very well-known commentary on the Haggadah, the Malbim has an introduction to the Haggadah, where I think the introduction is very, very relevant and sets a wonderful tone before the Seder. And what's really fascinating about the Malbim's introduction to the Haggadah basically is that the Malbim asks 14 questions and has one Yisod that answers all 14 questions. And I hope to really discuss all of them. That by itself, I thought, was just fascinating, interesting, and hopefully, it can give us a foundation and a great introduction. Just by way of making it officially a parsha shiur, I'll just quote at the outset a very basic line of the Malbim, just the Malbim on Tzaras Habatim, the Tzaras that's found in the homes. So the Malbim just follows off what it says in the Medrash, that, and Rashi quotes it actually on the parsha. So it says, "Kisavol Eretz Kanan, v'nosati negat zaras v'eitz eretz achuz aschem." I'm going to place negat zaras in the house. And Rashi already quotes that besorah hilahem, quotes from the Medrash. The Medrash says this is actually besorah. This is like a good tiding. Really, it's a good tiding. So the Medrash just says, "You hear the besorah hilahem shebayim aleim negayim." It's a good tiding. So Rashi quotes that the Kananim, the Amorim placed gold in the walls of the houses, and when they had Saras, they had to rip off the stones, so they were able to find the gold in the houses. The Malbim just comments that he quotes you, takes you like 20 places to Ad Chumash, that the word Vinasati always means a positive thing. Vinasati always means, except he has a few exceptions, explains them away. Vinasati always means, so what's the positive, says the Malbim? The positive is that if you have a nega, if you know there's going to be a consequence to your actions, if you speak negatively, that's a good thing. It's a good thing to have a consequence because that helps you become better. That helps you grow and become better. Like we tell the kids in school all the time, try to tell the kids all the time, it's not a bad thing if you get a consequence. If you get a consequence, so you'll know for next time not to do it. That's the idea. So one of the ideas, certainly of Pesach, is that when Klal Yisrael was suffering, you know, throughout the 210 years, that was supposed to be a Korah Barzel. That suffering was supposed to teach us how to be slaves, not slaves to Paro, but how to be Avdei Hashem. The suffering ultimately was something good for us. And we ultimately are celebrating the fact that we became a nation and we learned that it's not always about what we want to do, but you have to go through what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to. And the slave mentality hopefully was helpful in the sense that it did subjugate us to a Ribbono Shel. Now let's jump into what the Malbim. So you take a look, it's called Ma'amar Yisod Musar. I pick it up for you in the middle. This is a copy of the Malbim's Haggadah, just off the very beginning. He calls Ma'amar Yisod Musar. That's his introduction. So let's launch right into this. Look what he says here. Now what I did for you here is that you have like 6 pages of this Ma'amar Yisod Musar, and then after the 6 pages you have like my summary of his summary. So that'll be good for you to review it afterwards in a very brief way. I'm gonna keep them separate, but I wasn't sure which was better for you to follow along in the original. And since the way we usually run this shiur is following along in the original, I figured you have either one. You can either follow me in the original or follow me in the my summary of the original, which you'll find 5 pages in my usual language. It says like this. V'hine, terem ha'anes chalki, atzia rishonah es ha'kushiyos ves ha'hargashos. Now, most of his questions have to do with the order of Magid. The order of Magid. He points out a number of problems with Magid, that the order of Magid is really way, just out of whack. Look at the next paragraph. Rishis makom ha'yun v'ascholas ha'sheila ala seder, hu rak min avadim ha'yinu. He says, I'm going to focus my questions on from Avadam Hayinu and onward. He says, I have no kash about Halach Manya. I have no kash about the questions, the Manashtan. I have no questions about that. That makes sense, he says. Halach mani, the beginning, kol dichven yesev yechol. Before you start, you want to invite people in. He says, that makes sense. I have no kashas about that. And I have no kashas about the manishtana, that the kid should get all the questions out at the beginning. I have no kashas. But now he starts, and the whole commentary is going to be 14 kashas on the order from Avadim Hayinu through the end of Magid, through Asher Gal Yisrael, through Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael. The order of Magid is going to be his primary question, but he does speak with some specific details as we go on. So let's launch right into it. Aleph. I'm on the bottom of the first page. Aleph. Lefi seder azmanim ha-mishpat lahak demamar mitchila ovdei avodah zarah lamamar avadim hayinu. This is his primary kasha. You may be aware, gentlemen, that the Gemara has a dispute between Rav and Shmuel about, the Gemara says, maschil begnus and messiah mishvach. Exactly as I said before, you're supposed to start with the bad and end with the good. That one of the primary themes of Pesach is that even when things look bad for our people, when we have trust in Hashem and stick with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the things that look bad ultimately prove to be good. That's what the Gemara says. That's one of the big yisodos of Pesach. Maschil begnus and messiah mishvach. You think you have tzaras in your house, it's a bad thing? You never know. It oftentimes can end up being a good thing. We have to try to have that perspective as Jews that everything Hashem does is for the good. Even when it looks like it's bad, it's a lesson for us. It's a message for us. It's something we're supposed to learn from and something we're supposed to take from. That's one of the big yisodos of Pesach. Maschil begnus and messiah mishvach. Yet there's a dispute between Rav and Shmuel. What's the gnus and the Haggadah? Is the gnus and the Haggadah avadam hayinu lefar b'mitzrayim? Or is the gnus and the Haggadah mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hayu avoseinu? As it says a few paragraphs later. Asks the Malbim fundamental kasha. Chronologically, it makes no sense to start from avadam hayinu. If you look inside the Haggadah, you'll see that the manishtana, the kid asked the four questions. And then right away we start from Avadam Hayinu. Now, the standard understanding about Avadam Hayinu is that's the answer to the four questions. That's the standard understanding. The Malbim is not going to be using that approach at all. He starts with the Kasha. So why does the Haggadah start with Avadam Hayinu and not with what happened thousands of years before that, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah? In other words, once you're going to include both Rav's opinion and Shmuel's opinion in the Haggadah, why start from Avadam Hayinu? It's way out of order. Not only is it out of order, he says, it would make so much sense to do, because what's the end of Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah? V'Yaakov Ubanav Yardu Mitzrayim. That's the end of the paragraph of Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah. V'Yaakov on Yardu Mitzrayim. And then you could say, Avadam Hayinu L'Par Mitzrayim. It will fit in so beautifully to do it backwards. That's kasha number one. Ki Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Medaber Mizman Terach. Again, I'm going to skim this. And it makes a lot of sense to end with that. Now look what he says. My time at the Shmuel to come my matchil magnus avadim hayinu, upalagalei the Rav to come mitchil avodah zarah. And furthermore, within this first question, what's Shmuel's logic that he says start from avadim hayinu and not over there? What are they arguing about? V'inei the b'emes Shmuel lasilu flugi al gufi de'uvda shalom apiskim mitchil avodah zarah klal. And if you'll tell me that Shmuel says you shouldn't say mitchila at all, and there are a lot of Rishonim that start like that, sound like that, imkein l'Shmuel lo nimtza klal. So then, why does the Baal Haggadah include it? Tikshuli didan davdina k'tavayu. If it's really true that in the Gemara and Psachim they mean that this one argues on the other one, this one says you shouldn't include mitchila at all, and the other one says no, start from Avadam Hayinu, don't include Mitchila. The other one says no, start Mitchila, don't include Avadam Hayinu. Well, then why do we include both if we're already including Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah? Start from there and get rid of the whole Avadam Hayinu. What do you need the whole first eight chapters for? If you say we're starting from Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't need it at all. That's kash number one. That's kash number one. Correct. There's certain. Right, exactly. The order, his main kash is the chronological order. And furthermore, you have the whole story starting from Mitchila and on. Why do you need the first eight chapters? If you say it's from Mitchila, the first eight chapters seem to be extraneous. Or certainly out of order. Certainly out of order. It should start from Mitchila and then go to Avadam Hayinu. Question number two. My time at Didan Davdinan Baha Kishmuel, Lahaskama Avadam Hayinu Velo Kerav. Why do we follow Shmuel, who says from Avadam Hayinu, and not from Rav? Don't we know that Halavami Dina Kaima Lundalach Karav Neged Shmuel? Don't we know we always follow Rav's opinion against Shmuel? So why are we starting from Avada Mayinu? We really should start from Mitchila, like Rav against Shmuel. And here we seem to be passing it like Shmuel. So he says, normally we know the rules of Psak are that when Rav and Shmuel have a machlokas, we generally follow Rav, except for Din, except for Bava Kama, Bava Mitzvah, Bava Basa, Din and Mamanas, Din and Nefashos, Din, we follow Shmuel. But usually we follow Rav, and yet here we seem to be following Shmuel. Here we seem to be following Shmuel that we're starting from Avada Mayinu and we don't start from Mitchila. That's kasha number two. And please go on to the next page. And we will see question number three. Question number three. Lo nispashim before shdaite de Rav, disfir le demascha begnus, Mitchila ovde avazara. Im lididei medalgin al kol hapiskos min avada mayinu ad mechil of the azar v'lo nemru klal. Ola date kavu ala hem makom acher besoch ha'agada. V'ayei makom kvoda. So he says, question number three, he says, is according to Rav, it's not clear in the Gemara that if you hold like Rav, who says that you start from in mechil of the avada zara, should you really, did Rav actually, in Rav's ha'agada, did he skip from Avadam Hayinu up until Mitchila Ovde Avodah Zarah Yovaseinu? It's not clear. And that's a little bit strange. So why do our Haggadahs have those eight chapters if according to Rav, you're supposed to start from Mitchila? It sounds like according to Rav, you're supposed to just ignore those first eight chapters. So and why, is it true, he's really asking, is it true that Rav's Haggadah skipped those first eight chapters, eight paragraphs? Is it true? Here, Herbie, take it. Yeah. Is it true that his Haggadah really skipped? And that's a little bit strange. If you say that you really start from Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah, so how come our Haggadahs had those eight chapters? What did Rav just start his Haggadah from later? That's his question with that. Let's look at question number four. Haschalas ha-mamar min avodah mayinu ad va'afilu kulonu chachamim miyutar lagamre. Question number four, he says like this. The actual, now he's actually looking within the paragraph of Avadam Hayinu. And this is going to be one of his major chidushim, one of his major ideas. He takes a look at the paragraph of Avadam Hayinu. He says, the paragraph of Avadam Hayinu itself contains three parts, and it doesn't make any sense. He says, the whole beginning of it seems to be completely extraneous. This shortened version of the story. He says, if you look later in Magid, so then we go through a very, very detailed analysis of the story, using the four psukim in Parshas Kisavo, Arami Ovid Avi, Vayerid Mitzrayma, Vahisham, Vayerid Mitzrayma, Vayagar Sham B'Mesem Ad, Vahisham L'Gai Gadol Tzum Arav. The Baal HaGadah goes through every step of the way of the Exodus, analyzing and elaborating on every single word from Arami Ovid Avi, referring back to psukim in Parshas, Shmos Vayera Bo and B'Shalach. The whole story is later. Take a look at the pack of Avadim Ayinu, it doesn't make any sense. What do you say? You just summarize the whole thing in one word. Right? And God took us out. That's part one of Avada Mayinu. Part two is Ve'ilu Lohotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osanu. Had God not taken us out of Egypt, we and our children, our children's children would still be slaves. That's part two of Avada Mayinu. And what's part three? Va'afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nivonim, kulanu yodim, mitzvah aleinu l'sab. Three parts to Avada Mayinu. And the Malbim claims the first two parts are completely extraneous. Telling the story of Avada Mayinu now doesn't make any sense. You're going to tell it over in great detail later. Just to say two lines about it doesn't make any sense. And part two, that even had we not been taken out of Egypt, we would still be slaves in Egypt, that also you don't need to say here because that's what he says you say much later in Magid. Where do you say much later? You say, which means even us in our generation, we're supposed to look at ourselves as if we came now out of Egypt. So you say it later on. Why is it here? Why is it in the beginning? What's the whole point of it? This is going to be really his whole fundamental point, is understanding what's the place of Avada Mayinu in the Seder. And he has a big chiddush to say about it, different than everybody else, different than any other pshat you ever heard about Avada Mayinu. That's going to be his whole foundation here. So again, so question number four. Haschalas ha-mamar min avadam ha-yinu adva afilu kolon chachamim miyutar lagamri. It is completely extraneous. Ki ha-sipur avadam ha-yinu ha-ba-kan b'ktsara It's explained in such great detail with the Mikra Bikurim. And part two also, and if it's because of mask, and if it's, according to Rav, it makes sense. Avol Shmuel, who says it's avodah mayinu, what do you need it here? You're telling over the whole story later. You're telling over the whole story. So why do you need the whole avodah mayinu here? And look what he says towards the end of this paragraph. Gam v'ilu lo hotzi miyutar. And also the word, also the second part of avodah mayinu, where he says, had God not taken us out, we'd all still be slaves in Egypt. That's also extra. He says it again at the end of the Haggadah. That's the only thing that makes sense here. That even if we're all wise men, we still have to tell over, and that's going to be his big chiddush. That makes sense, but the first two introductions to Avodah Mayinu are completely extraneous. That's question number four. Let's go to question number five. Ma hatam hatzivoy da'afilu kolonu chachamim. Yeah. What is really the point? What is really the point, right? A Torah scholar, you said the story year after year after year, you've known the story since you're a little child. Why is it really true? Va'afilu kolonu chachamim, kolonu nivonim, kolonu yodimus ha-Torah, mitzvah aleinu l'saper b'tzivoy. Why do we have to tell the story again? Why is that really true? Hello, we know the story. We've been learning the story for year after year. It's been ingrained in us. Why do we have to tell it over, even if we're chachamim? Why were the big Torah scholars in Bnei Brak? Why were those five big Torah scholars, why were they spending so much time telling over the story? They all knew the story. They all knew the Haggadah backwards and forwards and up and down. Why are they telling the story again? That's question number five. Question number six, let's see. Mai ve'afilu b'vav hachibur. Va'afilu kulanu chachamim kulanu nevanim. Why ve'afilu? That's actually where he begins the commandment. There's no, you're not adding on. And even, there was no commandment. You never talked about the commandment to tell the story over beforehand. So why and even va'afilu? It should just say afilu. That's question number six. A lot of these questions are going to become a lot clearer when we answer them. Question number seven. Question number seven. Let's see if we could figure out this question carefully. I had a little bit of difficulty with this question, but let's see if we could figure it out. Kfar his oru rabim la rabbeloz ben Azariah ben Zoma, demaskir nitzias mitzrayim b'chol halelos. Right, that paragraph in the Haggadah, the next paragraph that talks about rabbeloz ben Azariah. Amar rabbeloz ben Azariah, arani kiven shem mishana v'lozachisi shetem nitzias mitzrayim b'chol. That is a discussion about the general mitzvah to mention nitzias mitzrayim every night during Kriya Shema, like we say it in the third chapter of Shema. Right, it's a little strange why that whole chapter is in the Haggadah b'chlal. That's just a general din that you're supposed to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shachris, and Ma'ariv every single day in Kriya Shema, right? Ani Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim V'Hivos Lachem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. There's a mitzvah saseh midoraisa, ben Zoma, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learned that, a mitzvah saseh midoraisa, to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. So he says, Kfar Soru Rabbim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah u'ben Zoma, the maskirin yitzias mitzrayim b'chol halelos shebechol hashana v'nikba halacha kamosam my nafkamina milel pesach lelelos shel kol hashana kula. Why are we mentioning this tonight on Pesach, the regular din? Because l'chora, that regular din has nothing to do with the din of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that regular din probably applies Pesach night as well. You still have to say Kriya Shema Pesach night, and you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Obviously, you're going to go well above and beyond. Umasha Tirtzu, this that people give an answer, Belel Pesach Mitzvah Laharbos Pesipur. It's just you're supposed to do it a lot more. That's not enough. Ki Ribo Yasipur, that's only a hither mitzvah. Kolashim Bechal Hakadah Mitzvah Lein L'Saper Chov Gamor Bechal Amarbel L'Saper Ezim Shubach. So what's the difference between Sipur and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why is that in the Haggadah at all? As far as the Etzem HaMitzvah, there's no difference between Pesach night and the rest of the year. So what's that doing in the Haggadah? So what's the difference between Sipur and Zechira? Question number 8. Ma rabal gadol kvar mamar yochol me rosh chodesh bein mamari abar banim bein mitchilo of the avodah zar. He doesn't like the placement of the paragraph of yochol me rosh chodesh. Why is it right after the four sons and right before mitchilo of the avodah zar? 9. Question number 9. We'll, don't worry, we only have 14. We're coming to the end soon. Question number 9. Mipnei ma hikne misader ha'agadah makom l'mamar rabim gamlil haya omer kol shalo amar shlosh devar me'el pesach right after dayenu. Why is Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer? Anyone who doesn't say these three things in Pesach, he's not Yotzei his obligation as part of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why is that right after B'chol Dor V'Dor? Doesn't seem to have anything to do with what came right before it and not what comes after it. Let's see question number 10. Be'egad to Rabbi Gamliel. As far as the words of Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, anyone who doesn't speak about the Pesach Matzamar does not fulfill his obligation. How does he know? How does he know that's true? From where does he get the idea that you have to speak about the Pesach Matzah Umar? Question number 11. Yudal, from the bottom of the page. Ma ra misadar agad l'kvar makon l'mamar b'chol dar v'dar after Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer. Why is b'chol dar v'dar after Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer? They don't seem to have anything to do with each other. Question number 12. Kushya gedola she'amdu ala ha'machab m'rash from nishra b'kushya v'lo matzah ma'anen achona. It's the same thing that we said earlier, that even if we were still slaves, we'd have to do it. Why does the Habala got to say the same thing twice? One at the beginning of Magid and one at the end of Magid. At the beginning of Magid, he says that even if Hashem hadn't taken us out of Egypt, we and our kids and our children's children would still be slaves. At the end of Magid, you say that B'chol Dovador Chayiv Adon Liros Hasatzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yasa Atam Mitzrayim. L'chore, that would seem to be the same thing. Why does the Baal HaGadol repeat it twice? Question number 13, why Halal HaMitzri? What's Halal HaMitzri? B'tzeis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. Why do we say Halal HaMitzri right at the end of Magid? Why is it right after Dayenu and B'chol Dor V'dor? And finally, question number 14 is, why is the whole Haggadah called Haggadah? Why is it called Haggadah if the mitzvah is called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Wouldn't it be more appropriate to call the Haggadah Sipur? To call it, instead of calling it Haggadah, call it Sipur. The mitzvah is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, we finally get to the answer. Here we go. Now that we're halfway done now, hopefully we'll have some time for the answers. Ela hine arba esrei she'ilos ve'haros. Says the Malbim, these are my 14 questions. Again, I know I went through them pretty quickly, but I wanted you to give you a little bit of the appreciation for all 14. Hopefully, over Shabbos, over Pesach, the Seder night, it's a long night. You can try to look at them a little bit more detail. But I wanted to get to his major chiddush here. His major chiddush is not so exciting. His major chiddush is an organizational one. But I think there are some exciting ideas within his major chiddush. I mean, it's exciting. I just mean it's not necessarily so inspiring. But let's see. Maybe we can make something inspiring out of it. To me, it's just inspiring that he has one idea that answers 14 questions. That by itself is inspiring. But let's see. Eila hena arbasre she'elos haros. Teisha mehen b'seder ha'agada. None of my questions have to do with the seder ha'agada. V'arba b'havonas gufei ha'ma'amor. And four of them have to do with the actual pieces of Magid itself. V'achas b'kriyas Hashem. And one of them has to do with the name of Magid. V'chulon ke'echat tiyana b'telum u'mubutelum al-pi ha'atzah asher atziyah b'ezer nizbach. And he says, all 14 questions are going to be answered with one idea. That's what we used to call in yeshiva, a shir klali. Shir klali. 14 questions and one answer. That's called shir klali, right? Remember that from your days in yeshiva, shir klali? Okay, for those who studied in yeshiva, shir klali. Here we go. Seder klali, seder pratim. So in the next paragraph, he just says, I'm not going to really speak on this in my answer. I'm not going to speak so much about individual paragraphs. I'm really talking about overall general structure. Bottom paragraph. Hine. Chovas mitzvos aseid desibri yitzit tzayim hi me'akosav. This is his big yisod. His big yisod is the obligation Pesach night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is based on a pasuk. a pasuk in Chumash. It's Dindo Raisa, based on a pasuk Chumash. What's that pasuk in Chumash? And he says, this pasuk in Chumash holds the key to understanding the order of Magid. What's the pasuk Chumash? V'higadata levincha bayom ha'hu leymar, ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mi'utzayim. You shall tell over to your son on that day, saying, ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mi'utzayim. It is for this reason that God did for me these things when I left Egypt. Look what he says. Shehutzivli hechleiti. It is an absolute command. Lahagid ulasape lahabonim. Tell over to your children. Note that the Torah does not phrase the mitzvah of retelling the Exodus as a mitzvah to tell it to yourself or to learn the Exodus. It is phrased to tell your children. V'yigadta levincha. Gam kesheinam sholim. Even if they don't ask you anything. V'kevin shakosav azehu amokar v'hu ha-shorosh the mitzvah says he was in Tzayim. Since this pasuk is the source, al kein arach baal ha-mesader es ha-gadol l'fi seder ha-kosav azeh v'holech be'ekvosav d'rasho seha v'inyaneha mesudaros l'fi seder ha-milos b'mikro zeh. If you understand the whole Magid is ordered to follow this pasuk, that's his whole story. And he says, Magid has six parts. Take a look. V'inehein sheish machlokes. It's divided up beautifully. The Magid is divided up into six parts. The first part is V'gadta levincha. The second part is Bayomahu. The third part is Lemor. The fourth part is Bavur Zeh. The fifth part is Asa Hashem Li. And the sixth part is B'tzeisi Mimitzayim. According to this very short and simple assumption, kvar bolit tam ha-seder, you see very clearly the reason for the ordering of the seder. She'en l'shanos esa inyanim imakom l'makom, she'lo l'haktim esa mu'uchar b'kasuv, lo l'acher esa mu'ktam, ve'en l'hazizam mimikomam. Everything is in its right place. Va'ata navar al kol chelke ha-seder ha-zev nifkishem e'echarecha. Now I'm going to go over each piece of these six pieces, and I'm going to explain them to you one by one. Shmona Piskos Harishonos. The first eight paragraphs of Magid, starting from Avodah Mayinu. Shmona Piskos Harishonos. Min Avodah Mayinu Ad V'she'enu Yodei L'shol, including the four sons. V'ad Bechlal. Sovavos Al Tzir V'yigadata Levincha. These are all to understand the first two words in the Pasuk. V'yigad Tzir is a door hinge. A hinge. They all hinge on understanding V'yigadata Levincha. Tzir Hadelis. Last week we talked about the lintel. This week we're into the door hinge. Al Tzir V'yigadata Levincha. Kol Hashmona Ma'amorim Safa Achas Udvar Machadim. All these eight paragraphs, the first eight paragraphs of the Haggadah, are all one Yisod V'yigadata Levincha. It's all about defining the mitzvah to tell over to the kids. Kol hamevarim v'hamefarshim b'lihemek dibur meharu v'echlitu. Everybody else except for me, says the Malbim, everybody else who explained the Haggadah except for me think that Avodah Mayinu, that's the beginning of the mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Malbim, that is dead wrong. That is a big mistake. It's not actually the beginning of the Sibur. It's describing the obligation of Sibur. It's not the actual beginning of the telling of the story. It's describing V'yigadta Levincha. It's describing the obligation. Ki mamar v'adamin hu sipuri. Ein echad me'am asher hitel safik b'zeh. Ki ilu davar baruhu. Na'ala me'al kol safik. Look what he says. V'acharei bakasha slicha mikvodam. After I ask for mechila from their honor. Kama rachok hu min ha'emes. How distant that is from the truth. It's so not true. That's what got them going in the wrong direction, because those first 12 words sound like he's about to tell a story. So it sounds like he's starting the story, but he says it's a huge mistake. Anyone who has eyes open, except for those 12 words, in the next eight paragraphs, you have no storytelling whatsoever. Ein mecholatesha piskus min avadam ayinu ad mitchil ovde avodazara kol os. There's not even a letter or a simon misipur yitzias time. He has not started telling over the story yet. V'gam, and even the next piece of avadam ayinu, v'ilu lohotei HaKadosh Baruch Hu
Harianu v'nei b'neinu, had God not taken us out, we'd still be there. That's also not part of the story. Al karchach sheba agab urcha. Ki akru lahalon b'piska b'chol dar v'dar. Really, ikaro, it's later on in the paragraph in b'chol dar v'dar. Gam ein ze b'chlal sipur. Rak, told ayotis memela. Look what he says. Al kol panim. Tisha mamarim zachar ze halohema rak drashos limudim. Ushtemis ve'amilos, the first 12 words are batel. Ve'ech tekev achrei milos achados nifsak hasibur. How after saying 12 words do you stop telling the story? Doesn't make any sense. So what's the truth? Look at the bottom paragraph. Al kain. Ha'emes koreis machrazos. Ki kishem she'en anachtem otzim b'chol tesha piskos. The first 9 paragraphs we find nothing until mitchila. The story he's going to say starts from mitchila. The storytelling starts from mitchila of the Avodah Zarah. That's going to be lamor. We'll get to that in a minute. But before that, there is no remnant of the sipur. Raku hemshech alimud v'alchacha shebesof lahotzei alimud shechovas asim hu afilu alchacham v'navum v'yodeas kol ha-Torah v'tamo shel davar ki zehu siyag l'zichron l'vaneinu. This is his main yisur. He says like this. The whole point of the first 8 chapters is if you got to Levincha. And in the paragraph of Avadim Hayinu, he's trying to prove one thing and one thing only. He's trying to prove, even if we're all, v'afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nivonim, kulanu yodim es haTorah, mitzvah aleinu l'saper b'tzias tzayim. That's the goal of Avadim Hayinu. The goal of Avadim Hayinu is to prove that even if we are all wise men, and we're all Torah scholars, and we all know the story of Pesach backwards, forwards, up and down. We spent the last month in Yeshiva Katana. We spent the last month trying to figure it all out. Even we're all Chacham, we're all big Torah scholars. Still, we have a mitzvah to give it over. In order to prove that, he starts off with the first 2 pieces of Avadim Hayinu, telling over the story very, very short, Avadim Hayinu L'Par Mitzrayim. And if God had not taken us out, we would all, our children, our children's children would still be there. Those 2 pieces are there to prove piece number 3 in Avadim Hayinu, are there to prove why we have a mitzvah even with our own Torah scholars. And look what he says over here. Look how he explains it. I'm in the bottom paragraph, which starts Al Kain, but I'm about 2/3 of the way through that paragraph. Watch. Rakhu Hemshech Talmud Halimud Vahaochacha Shebesof. Lahotzi Alimud Shechovas Hasibur Hu Afilo Al Chacham Venavon. Why is it, says the Maharal, says the Malbim, why is it that even if you're a big Talmud Chacham, you have to tell over the story to your children? With the words V'igadta Levincha Nechumish, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is, I want the Jewish people to make a huge deal out of this Pesach night situation. I want the Jewish people... I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how big a Talmud Chacham you are. I don't care how well you know the story. I don't care how many times you've already told the story. I want to make sure that every single Jewish child, whether he has a formal Jewish education or doesn't have a formal Jewish education, I want to make sure Jewish people know that this night everything else stops and you just keep telling over the story, keep telling over the story, keep telling the story. Why? Because I want to make sure that every single Jew anywhere in the world, you ask him about the Pesach story, he knows the Pesach story. In order to make sure that Jews all over the world are always going to keep on telling it and keep on telling it and keep on telling it, the Igadta Levincha, that all generations are going to keep on having a Seder, and people who are not observant, that people who know nothing about Judaism are going to keep on having a Seder, and they're going to have some tradition about Manischewitz matzahs and Maxwell House Haggadahs, and whatever wine it is, or grape juice, or Kedem grape juice, whatever it is, even every Pathmark and ShopRite in the whole country are going to be selling Kedem grape juice this night. I want to show, so therefore, afilu kulanu chachamim, afilu kulanu nivonim, mitzvah leinu l'saper. Every Jew, as smart as you are or as dumb as you are, as well-learned as you are not, everyone has to tell over this story. Why? V'yigadta levincha. I want to make sure every Jew somewhere at least has some remnant of Judaism. At least he has a Pesach Seder somewhere.
It's a different answer to the Maharal.
Why do we do all these things? Because we have the God of Levincha. Exactly. That's exactly what he's saying. Look what he says.
This is a fence.
It's a fence
to make sure that all kids for all future generations are always going to know about it. Meaning, the reason why even Talmid Chacham have to tell over the story is just to make sure no one is exempt. Everyone knows that every Jew always has to tell over. This is going to be a huge connection towards everyone having some understanding of this. Siag lezichon levaneinu v'nei boneinu ad sof kol adoros. Yan ki gam tzatzainu v'tzatzayu tzatzainu ador acharon. Alofar, yakum kulam, heim b'chlal ha-hatzalah v'hayitzia me'eres Yitzrayim. V'gam aleim lehodos l'shem Hashem. If you're part of Am Yisrael, you have to thank God for Yitzia Yitzrayim, right? Let's remember the first of the Ten Commandments. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, asher utzeisicha me'eres Yitzrayim yibeis avadim. V'gam aleim lehodos l'shem Hashem. Al kein laman yiyah hazichron hazeh l'mishmeres l'doros olam. Hukba chov al kol ish v'ish l'saper midei shana b'shana afilim huchachom v'navon v'yodea kol ha-Torah. U'memela iyef shesh yishkach me'abonim. B'shum zman me'azmanim. Because it's such a public thing and everyone has to do it, it's going to be impossible for the kids to forget this. Ilu ha'yu p'tur in eze ishim l'saper ha'yisef shoros ha'mitzius v'yishkach ha'davar. People are going to forget it. Let's go to the next paragraph. If you don't say like my pshat, so afilu kolon chacham has no logic. Next paragraph. It is a great trick. This is for all future generations of our children. And that's why it has a vav, which connects it to that became further. Why do we all have an obligation? Because afilu kolanu chachamim, meaning even afilu kolanu chachamim, why? Because we were all part of it. So that's what connects it to what came before it. Sof davar, next paragraph, kol amam avadam ayinu einenu sipuri klal klal. Avadam ayinu is not for the purpose of telling a story. Rather, it's to establish the reason why all future generations have to say this, because we want to make sure that everyone is there. And what about the next paragraph? Masa Rabbi Lezer Rabbi. So there you see it. That's the proof that even the Chacham are doing it. And what's up with Ben Azai and Rabbi Lezer and Azariah? It's to stress that Sipur is to someone else. Sipur is to the kids. Sipur has to be to the children. It's not like the mitzvah every night that you have of Zecher. It's to contrast it and say, every night you just have to mention it you yourself. Tonight, it's V'yigadet Levincha, Sipur to the kids, tell the kids, pass the tradition on, pass the tradition forward. That's the goal of V'yigadet Levincha, and that's why every Chacham has to say this. That's part one, V'yigadet Levincha. What's part two? Bayom Ahu. So after you're done with that, what do you do? Yochol Me'erosh Chodesh, Tamalon Bayom Ahu. Of course, I'm going to have to go through this part quickly. Bayom Ahu, why does Yochol Me'erosh Chodesh come right after that? Because that's the second part of the pasuk. V'yigadet Levincha. When do you tell your kid? You have to establish when is the time. Bayom Ahu, which is the time when you're eating matzah, eating maror. A lot to talk about, but eating the matzah, eating the maror, that's part of the story as well. So it's got to be on that night. What's part three? Lamar. What's Lamar? Lamar is the actual telling over of the Magid. Yisod HaMusad Ki Misadar HaGad HaHolech B'Ikvas HaKosav Shomeres Tzadav. He's watching his steps in order. Now it's time to actually tell the story. Lamar. And where does Lamar start from? It's all in beautiful order. You don't have the kash about why he started from Avodah Mayinu. The start was just to establish what's the nature of the chiyuv. It's got to be for all generations. And Bayom Ahu, when is it? It's B'Shal Sheish Matzamara. Lamar means now I'll tell you over the story. Mitchilov the Avodah Zarah, you have a state of Terach, Avi Avram, it starts from Terach. And then it goes to Yaakov, Avodah Yordim, Mitzrayim, then it goes to Tseul, Luman, Mabigesh, then it goes to the whole Bekurim, that's the whole story. And the question that we asked about why does it say Dayenu at the end? So that's just to make the Hodah, the Dayenu is in there just to make the thanks all the more poignant. And not only do we have to thank him for Yetzias Mitzrayim, but all these other things, Karlano Sayyam, and he brought down the Mun, and all just to make the Shevach v'Hodah of the night even greater. V'nera shenisteru kanachar asipa v'nei shebemamar kamamalos bo hosafos, right? We're adding more things to thank God about. So that's the Lamar. That's the actual Haggadah. What's the fourth part? Bavur zeh. Achar anachar yisodis kibala gada seder sagadol fi seder akasav. After we know it's based on this pasuk, Alkein, after he finishes Lamar, the Haggadah, he nehibala tevas bavur zeh. Ah, what's bavur zeh? That's Rabban Gamliel Hayomer. Rabban Gamliel Hayomer kosh lo amish toshin zayim el pesach lo yatsi dechavasa. That's bavur zeh. Because what's the Lamar? Lamar means say the Haggadah. What's bavur zeh? Bavur zeh means, and he also explains why do you have the word matzah zeh, maror zeh? Because that's the pasuk of bavur zeh. Bavur zeh. What's bavur zeh? Bavur zeh, he explains, means like this, that even though the simple pshat pasuk means bavur zeh, because of this, what's the this? Because of this, did God take me out of Egypt? What do you mean because of this? Bavur zeh, he learns that the pasuk is teaching me that I have to understand why am I eating the zeh. Ba'avur zeh doesn't mean because of this. It means why. Ba'avur zeh. Why am I eating the matzah? Why am I eating the marah? So if one of the questions he asks is, how did Rabban Gamliel know that you have to explain the matzah in order to be yotzei sibur yitzias mitzrayim, you have to explain the matzah, explain the marah? He says, how does he know? From the word ba'avur zeh. Ba'avur zeh teaches me zeh, the zeh. What are you pointing at on that night? You're pointing at the matzah, you're pointing at the marah, and you have to know ba'avur ma. For what reason is the zeh? Ba'avur zeh. For what reason do I have this? That's part of the mitzvah of Sipur. Part of the mitzvah of Sipur is to explain to the kids, what's the matzah all about? What's the maror about? That's going to help the kid be excited. And that's by ba'avur zeh, he learns from the pasuk of ba'avur zeh. Ba'avur zeh is teaching me, tell the kid over why you're having the matzah, why you're having the maror. That's exactly the source, the ba'avur zeh. So that's why Rabban Gamliel Hayomer is exactly in the right place. As soon as you finish telling over the story, and you finish lemor, ba'avur zeh, part of the story, and right at the end of the story, I want you to tell him over, that's also part of explaining. You have to give the kids the props. You have to explain the props of the Seder, explain the matzah. What's with this flat stuff? What's with this carbon pesach? What's with this maror, the bitter stuff? Why are we eating it? Why is that part of it? That's the ba'avur zeh. And again, I'm doing it very quickly. You're going to have to do it for homework. And asah Hashem li. So that's why after that, asah Hashem li, what do you have? B'chol dover dar, chayv adam liros es atzmo kilu yatsa. And that's the real place of it. Not earlier. Here it's ba'avur asah Hashem li. And finally, b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. That is the halal. So I did it very quickly. But basically, so what can we learn from this? What can we learn from this? Well, what I think we learned from this is, and again, I have three pages of notes on this. You know, you may want to take a look at it. So what do we learn from this? We learned from this that Seder night. We learned from this that Seder night is such an important night for the Jewish people, and the Malbim gives this whole introduction, and he has this whole saying that V'yigadta l'vincha b'yom l'emor, is that part of the idea of the Seder is to make a big deal out of it. It's to make a big deal out of it. And even if you're a Chacham and a Navon, and you know the story many, many times, you have to say it again. And this is, because we know the Sefer HaChinuch writes, and we've talked about it in the Shir many times, Achar HaPe'ulos Temshachos HaLevavos. The Seder night is all about Achar HaPe'ulos Temshachos HaLevavos. That it's through actions that we do. It's through making a big deal out of certain things that our kids get the message that these things are important to us, that these things are what we live for, these things are what the whole Masoah is for. And that, the Malbim beautifully encapsulates in the Pasuk. V'yigadta levincha b'yom ahu le'mor ba'avur zeh asah Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. And that encapsulated six phrases he says that everyone's got to do it. It's all for the kids. You got to tell over the story. You got to explain the props. All of us are in it, Asah Hashem li. All of us are part of it. Every future generation is part of that redemption. It wasn't just a one-time act. It's a redemption that keeps on happening and happening each year. It's Asim Yimitzrayim, and therefore we're going to have to sing praise to God for coming out of Egypt. So It's an introduction. It's just an introduction. It's a way of thinking about it. And I think that the key point is passing it on to the next generation. And I would even just add one, just final 5 seconds, just to add that I think that a lot of people view the Seder as a drag. I think a lot of sometimes kids, they make fun of the same things over and over, and we're going to have, you know, uncle, you know, great uncle, whoever, who's going to, you know, say this, and my grandfather's going to go on about this, and this one's going to go on about this one, and then the kid is always going to, you know, all the, I guess, you know, you call it the caricatures of the people to say to all of the, I'm looking for a word which I can't, the classic, you know, Seder jokes and all these things serve a positive purpose. And that is that despite all of the issues and all of the, you know, problems and sometimes tensions, at the end of the day, when we're all sitting there at the Seder, we're supposed to not lose sight of the prize. And the sight is that this has been an event that maybe with the exception of Yom Kippur, I mean, if you think about the two events that Jews everywhere, whether you're observant, not observant, that Jews everywhere has a connection to. So the Malbim is correct that in a large sense, this has worked. This has worked. This idea of Yigadta Levincha, about telling over to children that Judaism is all about Jewish education and all about trying to transmit to the kids and trying to provide for the children, and trying to, the Seder night has been the night that really has succeeded in terms of education, has succeeded in doing it. So hopefully we can all prepare for it, try to read up on it, and keep everybody calm. That's the main job. Keep everybody calm before Pesach. Keep everybody calm. Keep everybody in a good and positive spirits. Keep the family focused and together and telling over whatever family stories, whatever stories of Klal Yisrael. And hopefully we should be zocha to that time when everybody will come back and everybody will be umala haaretz deyas Hashem kayam lo yam achasim, and will be zocha to benisim nigalu avoseinu. And just like it's a month of redemption, we're supposed to look at each of ourselves. We should be zocha to finally leave the last of the galios, the galos of Edom. May that day come and hear v'yameinu, amen, amen. We could say a kaddish. Rabbi Chanan Mekasha, Maratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Luzakos, Yisrael, Fikra, Kiro, Lev, Torah, Mitzvah, Shnei Amar, Adonai Chafetz, Taman, Tzidiko, Yagdil, Torah, V'yadir.